Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline from headquarters in Atlanta is a guy who's in charge of the HR department. Just hold on one second.
What's that?
Just hold on 1 second. And he's going to help explain some of these new additions to the Cumulus Employee Handbook. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Marcus Tripdisher.
Marcus Tripdisher.
Yep.
From Cumulus headquarters, and you are in HR.
I'm in HR. I've been with Cumulus for a little over a month. We've got a high turnover rate here, but I've taken over and implementing new policies under the employee handbook. I came over from Goldman Sachs, which is a brass instrument shop in the Jewish section of Brooklyn.
Goldman Sachs.
Oh, okay, it's a different company. All right.
Yeah. And I'm in national HR for Cumulus International. We're implementing this comprehensive employee handbook, and I appreciate you having me on. We want to ensure a healthy and an uncompromising workplace.
Well, you know, one of the things that's causing a lot of controversy is this vaping issue, because we have
you know what, and I'm tired of these people whining about wanting to vape at the workplace. It makes total sense. No e-cigarettes, no shorts, no flip-flops. This is stupid. All right, we're getting rid of those things. And you show up at work and you got on the shorts and the flip flops and you got an e-cigarette tucked in your lips. How would you like a bullet through your heart?
Hey,
wow!
I don't see how those two are related, but just staying on vaping. Do you think it's an environmental?
Well, it is.
Threat,
I mean, you guys been around it. These guys come into the workplace and they're vaping and it smells like farts and it's stupid.
It is stupid. Yeah, we agree with you there.
So we're not going to do that. And, you know, and especially if they're wearing shorts while they're vaping, you could get nut smell in there. It's not going to happen. Not under my watch.
And the penalty is death?
It could be death, on up to death, sure.
Well, now that's just ridiculous.
It's just you'll be reprimanded, right, at the workplace.
You tell you what, you'll be reprimanded. You cross me, okay?
I'm not crossing you.
I'm talking to. Yeah, I can tell. There's a little hint in your voice of being a smartass.
Well, yeah.
You look in your new employee handbook, and you'll find on page 24, you're smartass to a fellow employee, especially someone that works for corporate, and you got to get punched in the throat.
That's ridiculous. I mean, we're all smartass. Asses up here. It's the ticket.
Yeah, guys are also at this sports station that you guys are, I think you call yourself a sports station.
Yes.
Yeah, no more. Guys are not allowed to wear boxers either. All right?
What do you care about that?
Well, we're trying to, because of our health care costs, we're trying to keep men in good ball health. And we feel that keeping the testicles closer to the body and preventing sag is important to preventing scrotal lengthening, which is a problem.
I don't know about that.
We pay too much in healthcare for people getting their scrotum shortened.
That seems like...
That's common?
No one has been doing that, and that seems like an invasion of privacy, telling me what kind of underwear I can wear.
I tell you what's an invasion of privacy. You sitting here insulting me on the air, sir.
I'm not insulting you. We're
yeah,
just...
I can tell you're insulting me on the air.
No, I'm not.
Mind you, I'm from corporate. I'm national. I have higher ranking than you.
Well, I'm sure you do.
What that means is I can punch you right in the bung if I want to.
Punch him in the bung.
I don't know why you're advocating violence when it just comes to...
another rule that we have here, sir, no food in the studios, no food and no dogs in the studios. Now, the reason we do this is we're trying to prevent dogs from eating napkins. We've had some incidents in some of our markets in the past. It caused quite a rift in the shows. So none of that. I'll tell you another thing in your employee handbook, which you guys have to have signed by 5 p.m. today, or the show's not going to happen anymore.
Wow.
Is that knee surgery is no longer covered under our health program.
What?
Wow.
So all these pansies that are getting knee surgeries just for the sympathy are going to have to find another way to whine.
Hey, I had knee surgery and it was necessary.
Yeah, I know you had a knee surgery. This must be the Dunham one talking.
Yeah.
Because I have your paperwork right in front of me.
Right.
It sounds like a bunch of BS.
BS?
Yeah.
I had a meniscus tear and I had cartilage
a
and had a...
meniscus tear? No one's ever even heard of this.
Plenty
this
of people have heard of a meniscus tear.
Meniscus tear. I got a meniscus tear. What sport do you play? Nothing.
Well, that's true.
You didn't get a knee injury.
You can get knee injuries without playing sports.
Another thing, people are no longer going to be allowed assistive ambulatory devices. This means no canes, no crutches, no walkers.
Wow.
Between the hours of 10 and noon.
That seems
okay?
That's going to directly affect Norm.
Yeah, and we're looking to unload that dead weight.
Okay. Yeah, now, come on.
Don't, we have this policy.
It's a Hall
call
of
him that. Yeah, he's a co-worker of ours.
And here's one more thing. You listening to me?
Yes.
Because half the time you guys seem like you're not paying attention.
We're paying attention.
It's unbelievable. You get me on as a guest and then you don't even talk to me.
who else are we talking to?
We're talking to you. You're very hard to talk to.
All right, listen to me. Here's another thing. No more vacations in April. There's nothing more annoying than employees taking vacations in April.
Yeah, we have heard that lately. I don't know what
you
it is about.
You take a vacation in April, we're going to push back. We're going to push back hard. And in order to be in compliance with Obamacare, every employee at every one of our stations has to meet with a death panel once a month to extend their life contract.
A death panel? All right.
Yeah, you want to temporarily suspend your execution, you're going to meet with our death panel.
All right, that, you're just making stuff up.
I can see why you were let go by Goldman Sachs.
I wasn't let go by Goldman Sachs. I retired from there at the early age of 35 because I made a S-ton of money. You want to come over? You want to compare W-2s? I'll do that with you.
Okay.
You jerk.
Hey, oh, come on now. Let's all settle down.
No more, and by the way, no employees on air are allowed to mention the fan at all. I know they're a rich company. They have CBS with unlimited ad budget. Got one of the best signals in the South, but until they crack the top 25, it's illegal to call them competitors.
Okay, we
all
can
right.
do that.
Well, yeah, you just did. You just mentioned them.
I tell you what, you say one more thing like that to me, I'm getting on a plane by 3 p.m. and I'll be there at your door to kick your ass first.
Why are you so combative?
Because you're an idiot, dude.
Well, that may be true, but I don't know why you're getting so mad. We just had you on to talk about cumulus policy.
Yeah, I guarantee you're not going to be on the air tomorrow. Goodbye.
Wow.
Man, that's a threat.
That guy's hardcore.
Marcus Tripp-Reicher?
Something like that.
Yeah. All right. I hadn't talked to him before. 8:46 on the ticket. What is the biggest show coming to town? We'll find out next.